So you're at the Grammys this year, and you win the first one. And you beat the Glee cast, which just seems mean. But then also you go on and you edge out Maroon 5 for this particular Grammy. Is this awkward in any way for you guys?
No, not at all. We showed up on tour, and I went up to Adam, and I was like, "We good? We good, right? We good?" And then he said, "No, I'm actually going to beat your ass." And so he did. That's actually...
No, we're good.
We didn't talk about it, and don't plan on talking about it. We're having a really fun tour. It's a really great time. We're big fans of what they do and them as people, and we don't really care how they feel about us.
You know, you're Pat, you're a wordsmith. I mean, you do all kinds of clever things with your lyrics and such. Several things noticed in this album. First of all, some of the references you make. You know, I hadn't thought about Mr. in quite a while, and Winger. There was one other reference you made, and it was to Henry Lee. And we had to ask, because Henry Lee Summer is from Indianapolis. Is this a reference to the great 80s rock star Henry Lee Summer?
No.
Well, we'll take that off the list of things to talk about. Okay. You know, seriously, it feels really, really good to have you guys here. I was in the station this morning. It's been a kind of traumatic week for us here in Indianapolis. In the station this morning, I was making some coffee and Calling All Angels came on the radio there on TTS, and I thought it was kind of a wow moment for me. I thought, what a great song, you know, for this time. Very cathartic, and it feels really good. I mean, I don't know what you're like in person, Pat, but boy, you seem nice and warm and friendly and kind of rallying the troops when you're on stage. And it just, honestly, Jimmy, it feels really good to have you guys here in town for this event. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, thanks.
Once again, join me in welcoming Grammy Award winners, Train.